This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you need to know,
viciously held hostage by Hamas,
the threat we face from China,
Russia alone stands in the way of peace,
you need the sky.
Just download the Odyssey app.
Everywhere.
That's where I get my news.
News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
Good morning. And welcome forth the final hour of our get-together, affectionately known as the 9 o'clock stretch. It is 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Well, the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, but not happy folks at all in Kyiv at the U.S. Embassy. They're under lockdown. They are very concerned about a retaliatory strike coming from Russia and Vladimir Putin. So we'll keep an eye on that situation. And some big picks. Dr. Oz is going to be heading up Medicare and Medicaid. We'll get into that a little bit further, but first, our very special guest, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. Good morning, Commish. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great.
I recently saw some numbers related to hurricane damage and cost, and, you know, we just had the Sarah that completely broke up, but did come, it coming to the Tampa Bay area and across there, it's nothing but a very light rain, but if it was the real thing, boy, oh boy, we could have got hit again. So have you gotten some dollar amounts on this hurricane damage as we've assessed it so far, agriculturally?
Sure, no, wait. Well, yeah, agriculturally, if you think about, we've had three in the last, 60 days, 90 days, and collectively it's probably between $2 and $2.5 billion.
Wow.
Of cost to our agriculture industry, which is a major hit. And unfortunately, Bob, the saddest part is that generally if we have a farm bill in place, which we have not had one in 2 years now, then you have resources coming down from the federal government to help farmers recover. And unfortunately, it's the smaller farmers that end up getting hurt the worst. The larger farmers generally have access to capital or have capital and can get by until the aid comes. The smaller farmers get hurt the worst. And I know we're trying to really make sure that we take care of our smaller farmers at a state level. And we have done a lot of things to do that. We've got the 0% interest loans. We've got a grant program. We got cost share programs. We've used our state resources to go in and clean things up in some cases. But the reality is we need the federal government to bring its full weight and help these small farmers, all farmers. I say small, all farmers, but especially the small farmers. They cannot wait 18 months or 36 months to get resources and capital to be able to continue their business. But I will tell you, there's a lot of bright spots. You know, Milton came right across Hillsborough County and really put a big dent into our strawberry industry this year. It's over $1 billion a year economic impact in that area of the state. It's been replanted. I think we're going to have a bumper crop this year. I think the farmers are very resilient as they are. And I think we're going to have a bumper crop there and have a great season now. And those farmers are looking forward to it. But it did cost them 1.5 to 2 times as much to prepare the ground for their crop because they had it prepared and then they had to re-prepare it in a lot of cases, you know, after Milton come through. And so, anyways, we are recovering and there's a lot of generous people in this, not only in this state, but around the country that have been very helpful to all communities, but I would say especially our farming communities.
I have to ask you, I know that you're a big proponent for the family farms, and you've worked on things to try to save and preserve those things. But, I mean, is the future bleak for the family farm? It seems like so many are going to the corporate things. And as you even said, look, they can come back from storms and damage much faster, whereas, you know, the family farmer is usually going to need some help. And the government, unfortunately, is very slow to react.
That's right. Well, the biggest thing we're doing, I believe, we're doing a lot of things to preserve family farms. You know, we're legislatively, we're getting out of the way of farmers in a lot of ways, banning fake meat, making sure we're protecting our consumers. Fresh from Florida is a big deal to help protect our farmers. But I would say the thing that's going to last 500 years, 1,000 years in perpetuity is our Rural and Family Lands program. And we've talked about it many times on your show. You know, I was the champion during my Senate presidency for the Wildlife Corridor, which, by the way, we just put the first marker up down in the Naples area for. You'll start seeing those markers around the state. And the Wildlife Corridor, Bob, is simply Google a map of the state of Florida at nighttime. You'll see all the beautiful lights. Everywhere it's dark on that map is where animals traverse the state. It's where the aquifer gets recharged. And it's where farmers grow your food. And so the Rural and Family Lands Protection Act under the Department of Agriculture, under my department, we buy development rights from farmers. And they maintain the ownership of that land. They have to maintain the land itself, using best management practices to manage their land. They continue it in production agriculture. And I think it's the best deal for the taxpayer. We certainly are doing as much of that as possible. We've doubled in the last year. We went from 60,000 acres protected to well over 120,000 acres protected. We're going to be working with the legislature. We had yesterday the presiding officers were sworn in, the new Senate president, Ben Albritton, and House Speaker Danny Perez. Both of them are champions of agriculture. Both of them are champions of the Wildlife Corridor. And so I'm hoping to get a few more resources this year to continue to buy those development rights within that Wildlife Corridor / from agriculture. And that's the way we're going to protect our future, because as long as we have a strong agriculture industry, we can feed ourselves. As long as we have that strong wildlife corridor, not only will animals be able to traverse the state, but our aquifer will recharge. And I think that's one of the leading that is going to be the most important thing over the next 20 or 30 years to make sure we get that right, to preserve the quality of life we've come to assume in the state of Florida.
Maybe I watch too much TV, maybe too much Yellowstone, but I'm concerned about the future of cattle farming as well. They make it sound like the end is near. What are your thoughts? Because I know that's hugely important for Florida.
It is hugely important. And our cattle farms are thriving in the state of Florida. Again, we banned the sale of fake meat or the production of fake meat here in the state of Florida last year. I don't know how ridiculous that is. There are some people in this country and state that believe that you have to get rid of about half of your cattle industry to be net zero by 2035 or 2050, just pick your date. And I'm thinking we've got another billion mouths to feed probably 20 years from now in this planet, and we're going to do it without half of our cattle industry. So we have a very thriving cattle industry in the state of Florida. We're one of the top states for beef production. We have nearly 1 million head of cattle in the state of Florida. And by the way, the Wildlife Corridor has a lot of ranches in it where you have a lot of cattle farms. And remember, you know, there's a couple of hashtags, but, you know, cows keep Florida green. When you see those large, expansive, properties with cattle on it, that's our water recharge.
Yeah, recharge.
The reproduction, the Wildlife Corridor, where animals traverse the state, all the things we've been talking about. And it is very important that we continue to protect our beef industry. And it's very important, as a subset of the agriculture in general, right? Agriculture is the second leading driver of the economy in this state. Over $200 billion a year of economic output. Over 2.5 million people went to work today in agriculture. So I think a lot of times we don't value it for the agriculture, for the engine of the economy that it is. But we certainly need a farmer three times a day. Well, and so we're doing all we can to protect that way of life.
Well, and you've come a long way to inform people via the show, and I think everybody really appreciates it. And I say, hey, enjoy Wilton Simpson while you have him, because, you know, he might get kicked upstairs. He gets a call from incoming President Trump. You might have to spend some time up there in D.C.
Well, you know, you never know when one of those calls may come. I really respect President Trump. I've been a big supporter of his, and he of mine. He endorsed me to be the Commissioner of Agriculture of the state of Florida before I got in the race. And he called me that day, and he said, "Mr. President," I said, "you haven't gotten the race yet." He said, "Well, Wilton, who's going to run against you?" And I said, "Well, sir, I don't know." He said, "Well, we're 243-3. We'll, kick the crap out of all of them." And he's been a dear friend. Susie Wiles has been a dear friend, his chief of staff, and I really care for both of them. And if you get that call from the president, I think you have to answer that call.
But don't forget us little about us little people when you do rise to the top.
Yeah. Well, remember, my heart's in Florida. So that's I've lived here all my life. I'm a fifth generation Floridian, we'll see what the president does, but we'll see if that's on the menu.
In our hearts, Wilton Simpson will always be fresh from Florida. We always appreciate your time. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Bob.
All right. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts. Got more headlines on the way, more picks. Since we're talking about picks by the president, that's all coming up. And a code word that might score you tickets for Rock the Country, a festival for we the people. Don't go anywhere. 97.3 The Sky.
Mark Levin.
When you have a monopoly union.
6 weeknights.
That has as its purpose to cause damage to the United States economy. You don't accept that.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning, welcome. It is a happy hump day, Trump day, my friends. Top story, U.S. Embassy in Kyiv. They're locked down, closed up tight, as most in Kyiv are really told to, stay in place, and that possible attacks could be blowing their way from Putin, from Russia, and there is a great deal of concern there. And as soon as we get any more information, of course, we'll share that with you. That is not a good thing. We don't want to see the escalation. It appears it may happen anyway. My hope is that Trump is using some back channels and reaching out and saying, hey, can you chill 2 months, 60 days. I'll be back in the saddle. We can work something out. And Putin says, back in the saddle, I'll take my shirt off, prance around for a while. Yeah, okay. All right, I can hang on. No, I hope the war is serious. A lot of people that have already perished in this war. And I think if there's anything reasonable that can be done, Trump would be the guy to help to bring that forth. We'll see. President-elect Donald Trump also announced selected Dr. Mehmet Oz to serve as the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator. In a press release from the Trump-Vance transition team, he praised Oz as being an eminent physician, heart surgeon, inventor, and world-class communicator. Added that Oz would be working closely with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who Trump selected to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. So he went on to say, America is facing a healthcare crisis. There may be no physician more qualified and capable than Dr. Oz to make America healthy again. He's an eminent physician. Well, I told you what he said about him. Anyway, they would work closely to take on the illness industrial complex. The illness.
Interesting.
Industrial complex. That is very interesting. And all the horrible chronic diseases left in its wake.
We are probably going to be talking to Dr. John Early next week about a lot of these, looking at your RFK Jr. for, health and human services and positions like this. So it'd be interesting to get a perspective of somebody who's in the industry and stays pretty connected, too. So,
there was a photo, and I think it showed RFK Jr., and I'm not sure who else was in it, but apparently they were eating like fast food. I don't know if it was McDonald's. And they're trying to, you can tell the lefty media trying to push them as hypocritical in some ways.
Okay.
Look, they're not out to put everybody out of business, and you can never have a treat or enjoy something as a treat or a break. But people are subsisting on the garbage alone.
Yeah.
And that's what I think that they're going to try to illustrate, illuminate, get people to be, a little bit more thoughtful about what they're putting into their bodies, make the people that produce these foodstuffs, these, the processed foods, more accountable for the ingredients. Certainly, they can go after those. Is genetically, modified grains and stuff, is that, what's best? Or do we need to maybe go back on that? And I don't have all the answers, certainly. But when you get some people that, look, if you have a scientific mind, you should be questioning the way things are done, especially when you see the outcomes are not great. I mean, governmentally, we started going after obesity literally in the 1950s.
Now, how's that working out so far with the way we have been doing things?
Not so well, Greg.
Okay.
No, not so well. Obesity continues to grow.
Yeah.
It does. And the health outcomes from obesity, well, you know what they are. High blood pressure, blood sugar issues, diabetes possibly, all these associated things that go along with obesity. A broken healthcare system harms everyday Americans and crushes our country's budget. This is from President-elect Trump. Dr. Oz will be a leader in incentivizing disease prevention so we get the best results in the world for every dollar we spend on healthcare in our great country. He will also cut waste and fraud within our country's most expensive government agency, which is a third of our nation's health care spend and a quarter of our entire national budget. Dr. Oz graduated from Harvard College, earned a joint MD and MBA degree at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine and Wharton Business School. A joint MD and MBA.
Hmm.
Do you have any idea how difficult that is? Wow. I'm blown away. He rose to become a professor of surgery at Columbia University while receiving numerous patents on his medical interventions, authoring more than 400 original publications, publishing numerous New York Times best-selling books, and he won 9 daytime Emmys, hosting the Dr. Oz Show. He taught millions of Americans how to make healthier lifestyle choices. I think that he is a fantastic pick. And as kind of a side note, when you get a little down when you see the direction of some things, like how the people of Pennsylvania elected John Fetterman over Mehmet Oz,
I
might never understand that other than to say maybe sometimes there is a little divine intervention and that Dr. Oz was actually being put on the sidelines for a very real purpose.
I had that same thought on a few of these positions, actually.
All right.
Yep.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Mark. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, thanks for your coverage on Dr. Oz. It'll be an uphill battle for him, like along with RFK Jr., because illness pays and health does not pay. Health means we all stay at home doing exercise, not showing up at the doctor. So we're going to get a little bit of friction along the way for if cutbacks are suggested or changes in the diet.
Interesting.
Well, yeah. Look, there's not going to be a shortage for the medical industry per se as a business. And in fact, if there's going to be a shortage, we have an oncoming shortage of doctors. So if the need is less, maybe the shortage won't be felt as greatly, guess.
Yeah, could be.
All right.
It's a nice optimistic angle on there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, I mean, that's kind of who I am. You might say I tend to look at the world through Bob Rose-colored glasses.
Wow.
I know, profound.
You could almost write a song about that or something.
More pearls of wisdom will be extolled, free of charge, by the way, here on the show.
Nice.
About 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. A class on humility next. No, I'm just kidding. It's 9:28, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Ukraine firing U.S.-made missiles into Russia.
This administration seems to want to make sure they get World War III going.
The news that's trending.
End of January, President-elect Trump comes in, and everything will change.
The news that's now.
I'm extremely happy with my cabinet.
The news station.
We have a window of opportunity, and we've got to be ready to govern.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Today.
When you need to know,
it's the worst illegal immigration in our nation's history.
Calling for the genocide of Jews.
Let's continue to make Florida the envy of the nation.
You need The Sky.
Download the Odyssey app.
Everywhere.
I can get all my news.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's 9:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click subscribe. All right, we've got some great things happening in our community. We always do. Put this on your calendar, if you would. Friday, December the 6th at 7 p.m., the Marion County Veterans Memorial Park announces a free Christmas concert. And that's going to be at the Marion County Veterans Park, and it'll be presented by the First Baptist Church of Ocala Choir and Orchestra. We're talking about approximately 100 choir singers, so you don't want to miss that. That'll definitely get you in the holiday spirit for sure. So that's Friday, December 6th, 7 p.m. at the Marion County Veterans Park. And thanks to First Baptist Church of Ocala for sponsoring that. Other great events? Rock the Country! Yeah, Rock the Country, a festival for we the people. It's back. This is going to be in May, the 9th and the 10th, and it is going to be in Ocala at Florida Horse Park. You want tickets? Here's your chance. You need to text the word Hank, H-A-N-K, text Hank to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of two-day tickets to Rock the Country featuring Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. Text Hank to 20357 now. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive, and good luck. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Rosebud. Good morning.
Yeah, the country boy that's still surviving right here.
You bet.
Okay, I just want to say a few comments about the Trumpster. You know, back in 2017, when he came to Washington, he came like Little Red Riding Hood with his picnic basket, wanting to make peace in Washington, and he was eat up by the wolves and the slime in the swamp. This time, you see what's going on. It isn't Little Red. It's Rambo. It's coming. He's slinging the grenades all over the place with RFK Jr. Everybody that he's bringing in, it's like grenade after grenade. And as I heard for 2 years, no one's above the law. Well, I hope Merrick Garland and Tony Fauci and some of the other swamp creatures remember that, because they were gleefully putting people in jail for little things. And I believe Rambo is coming in there, first of all, to free his POWs that they put in jail for nonsense. And then he's going after the rest of the crew over there. I guarantee you. That's why he's slinging the big bombs in there right now, like Matt Gaetz. Oh, yeah. Matt Gaetz is somebody not to be fooled with. He's been on the Judiciary Commission, like Cat Cameron said. And as far as Dr. Oz and RFK Jr., there's so much wrong with our food, it ain't even funny. And let's not forget who the biggest ally they're going to have in the Senate as chairman. Rand Paul is going to be heading of that chairmanship of that committee. And they're going to be overlooking what's been going on with COVID and all the rest of the crap. That was nonsense. I hope Tony Fauci gets his lawyer early, because he's going to need a lot of lawyers in Washington, D.C. And I hope all you people out there just keep the faith. Pray for Trump that he makes it to January 20th. That's what I worry about the most. But he's got some good people around him. Like Dan Bongino is giving him help, and so is General Flynn. They're rounded up a bunch of good people besides Secret Service to keep an eye on Trump to make sure he gets to January 20th. God bless America, folks. Have a nice day. I will see you.
Yeah, God bless you, Rosebud.
Yeah, talking about Dan Bongino, he was another person that I forgot to mention the other day, was at that UFC fight, hanging out with Trump and RFK and Elon and all that. I saw him in the crowd, and he was watching the crowd. It's almost like he was going back to his old job. Just saying, he was
sheepdog.
Uh-huh.
Protecting yep. Those. All I can say is about the Trump, Rambo analogy. I got one thing to say, Greg.
What's that?
They drew first blood.
They did.
All right. Great stuff all the way around. And yeah, it's funny because this was a story I was about to dig into. Multiple DOJ, FBI officials weigh lawyering up in fear of being criminally investigated. Another story, top CIA and National Intelligence watchdogs Yeah, like the inspectors general.
Hmm.
They're resigning before Trump takes office. So, gee, you feeling a little guilty? Yeah. Oh, what's the other story? Not making this up. A big paper shredder truck showed up at DOJ. I think it was just yesterday or the day before. Gee, I wonder what they're shredding as we speak.
If we only knew.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Peasant with a Pitchfork, you're on.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Happy hump day, Trump day. I agree with Rosebud 100%. Trump is putting together a dream team to go after the people that went after him and put all the Republicans in prison. Trump was in for 4 years, never put anybody in prison. The leftists are all afraid he's going to put them all in prison. We already see that he had 4 years to do it. He didn't. I agree with Rosebud. Matt Gaetz is a great pick. He went after Merrick Garland. He was being investigated for having sex with a 17-year-old. Did it even faze him to go after the guy that could put him in prison for 20 years? No. He went after him hard. He went after Christopher Wray. He went after all of them hard.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You brought up Christopher Wray.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to stay or go? I've heard some conflicting information. You know, it was Trump who put him in the first time. It's supposed to be a 10-year tenure, if you will. But you serve at the pleasure of the president. He could put in somebody else if he chose to. But at least at first, it appeared he was going to go with Wray. But maybe he has changed his mind, or maybe this is something that he's going to see what kind of I don't know what you would call it, attitude that he brings to the table in terms of going after the bad guys, the scoundrels, the liars, those who have operated in a rogue way, in a very political rogue way. So maybe he's kind of still giving him a chance, so to speak.
Hmm.
Also, there's that case against Trump, you know, the Manhattan court thing where they really had to twist that whole thing up and make it's a federal election thing. Well, no, actually it's more of a local thing, but he's a candidate. I mean, they went back and forth, they twisted this thing, they got past the statute of limitations and able to come up with guilty charges. But you know, it's Manhattan, it's a Manhattan court, it's a nutbag Marchand judge, and you've got this political activist basically, and that's what happens. This is exactly what weaponization. This is why they were having meetings in the House and the committee that the Congresswoman Kat Kamick serves on, was because weaponization was taking place. They were having hearings on it. Hopefully, they'll have enough information to make some good moves with the new administration. Prosecutors in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office are proposing a 4-year hold on sentencing President-elect Donald Trump in a highly criticized business records case. Many legal minds have argued it was politically motivated. Trump's transition team is touting victory. New York Times reported that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office advocated for a freeze in a letter to Judge Juan Marchand. It's hilarious in a way. This is a go-nowhere case that never should have been brought. It is clearly an example of lawfare being used against a political candidate. I mean, it's sickeningly obvious. Yet, they're still going to hang on to that for 4 years, theoretically.
Right.
Yeah, because hey, there's no more important cases that could possibly come before the court. I mean, it really is.
Let's just set this over here and we'll wait till he's done.
It's an embarrassment. Look, they'll use anything they could to hang over his head, to pull the rug out from under. Whatever, they're going to continue on that. Even though the people have clearly spoken, that's not good enough for them. They have an agenda. They know better than the people. This thing will be tossed out by the Supreme Court, and you just need somebody to get the case to the Supreme Court. That's all you need. Once it gets there, they'll demolish this thing and it'll be over, and that's exactly what's going to happen. But in the meantime, let it serve as the blatant example that it is of what has definitely taken place against Trump, and who knows who else.
And at that point, maybe President Vance just pardons him. 4 years from now.
Oh, President Vance.
President Vance.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. Like, I was waiting. I was like, okay.
I'm being positive.
No, I like it. Yep. Apparently, the NFL has, well, I don't know if you'd say give it their blessing, but we've kind of backed off, and they have no issue with players doing the Trump dance. Really?
Hey, if they're going to let them kneel, they better let them dance.
Well, remember what they did to Bosa, Bosa.
Yeah, that's true.
He showed up on a little interview with the Trump hat on, a MAGA hat.
Yeah,
on, he kind of, you know,
there,
butted in there, a little photobomb. And
that was fun.
And and some of these Trump dances have already been cut out and censored, if you will, by second and third parties when they're doing like the highlights and stuff.
Right.
They're actually going out of their way to edit some
that's
of the
hilarious
stuff out.
In a way.
It is funny.
Yeah.
If liberals upset by the Trump dance craze sweeping through the NFL, look at the league to put a stop to the trend. They will not find the help they seek. According to the front office sports, that's FOS, the NFL has no issue with the celebrations and no plans to stop them. It took place, these took place the previous week, the 49ers, etc. And I just saw video of a soccer match where a guy...
Nice.
The guy scored a goal and did the... It was clearly, you know, the Trump
that's
dance.
That's awesome.
I love it.
That's good.
We're going to do the Trump dance for a little bit. And then when we come back from our Trump dance, then you're going to be asked to call in and give us something good, a positive blessing kind of thing that's non-political. All right?
Hopefully, what'd you say? What was that part?
Non-political.
Okay,
hopefully your life...
Out.
Encompasses a little bit more, I hope, for your own sake. Yep. So then you can call in for things that make you smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. Call in now for things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky.
Together.
Brought to you by Daughtry Tree Service. Well, our morning drive is actually wrapping up really nicely right now. No new accidents or blockages if you're in Gainesville or Ocala to deal with. And as we look at I-75, it's rolling fine. North and south through Alachua County, Marion County, a little more volume towards the turnpike. Did you know that fall is the perfect time to trim your trees? Well, you do now, and Daughtry Tree wants to remind you that cutting wounds heal more quickly. So, for tree trimming, removal, or stump grinding, call today for a free estimate or visit DaughtryTreeService.com. Daughtry Tree, your tree service people.
We'll still have a chance for passing showers through the morning commute into the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy. Temperatures today getting into the upper 70s, winds picking up this evening, overnight lows plummeting to the upper 40s. From the UF Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Borowski.
Gainesville 73, Ocala 73, the Village is 74. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes mornings on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
But ever since the Garden of Eden, when Eve was convinced by the snake to eat the apple,
The Dana Show.
Women, too, have been convinced to go for the apple by the snake. There's a reason why you're not the head of your household.
Now, night, 10 p.m. on 97.3 The Sky.
Tell me you will stay. Make me smile.
Another great day the Lord has made. It is your turn now on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Your turn for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, count your blessings kind of a moment. Share those. It's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Hollywood. What's making you smile?
Two things, actually. You guys make me smile. I just cannot thank you enough for the way you serve us and our listening community, and just really appreciate that. The other thing is, you, Greg, when you talk about accidents on the road, and it just made me think of how grateful I am that God protects me and my beautiful wife as we drive around the area. And so, anyway, love you guys. God bless you, and God bless America, and happy Thanksgiving.
Right on. Never too early for that, is it? Appreciate
it's
it.
Almost here.
Let's go to Aaron. What's making you smile?
Good morning. What's making me smile is 4 months ago, my brother-in-law had an abscess in his spine, in his thoracic 8T8 spine. And 4 months later, yesterday, he played 9 holes of golf.
Wow. Well, all healed up and money to spend to spare. No, that is awesome. Yeah. I mean, our health, you think about it. Let's go to Jeff. What's making you smile?
This whole Jesus thing has been working out pretty good for me. That's what's making me smile.
I love it. Good. We're glad it's working out.
I like the way you put that. That was funny. Made me smile.
Just
for real.
That whole Jesus thing.
Jesus thing.
Yeah, give it a try. You know what? It's working out for me.
Hey, imagine that.
You know, 100 push-ups a day.
Oh, yeah.
Some Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Thanks so much. We appreciate your input. But don't go away. We're not done yet. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, borders are...
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor.
Transition that's so smooth.
24/7. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Pro Football Hall of Famer and former player for the Bears, Brian Urlacher, was on with Fox News. He said, athletes are no longer afraid to publicly reveal their support for Donald Trump. It spread throughout the sports world. It made a pronounced appearance week 11 when players across the nation erupted in the Trump dance to celebrate great plays. He said, I don't think anyone's scared anymore. It's nice to see these guys who've been silent supporters of Trump, and they're excited now he's got the job. Yep. Standing your ground for Trump is The Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and our folks at Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.